Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Chaf Zayin 227, as we continue in Parshas Kedoshim. So we've been talking about mitzvahs relating to financial issues between two parties. That was Pasuk Yud Aleph, that we did the last three mitzvahs in one Pasuk. Lo Tignovu, do not steal, Geneva, Velo Sechachashu, do not deny, even without swearing about it. That's hachasha, contradicting the person relating to financial matters. And the third mitzvah in the pasuk was lo seshakru, do not say a sheker. And we understood that yesterday's mitzvah as swearing falsely relating to financial matters. Once we're talking about swearing, the Torah says, v'lo sishavu v'shmi lashaker. We are now, says the Rashbam, right here, v'lo sishavu afilu b'lo kfiras mamon. Now we are talking about oaths, not specifically kfiras mamon, but denying money. Don't swear in my name falsely. V'losi shavu v'shmi l'shaker. Do not make a shvuas sheker. V'chilalta Hashem alakech ani Hashem, because that would constitute a chilul Hashem. Right? So this is one mitzvah, one pasuk. Don't swear in my name falsely. What is the relationship? That's the first question we have to ask between this mitzvah, this isser, and the isser that we know from the Aseret HaDibros that we spoke about in Parshas Yisro. Losis Hashem l'Hashem l'kech halashav. What is the relationship between the two? So if you look in the psukim themselves, use different words. There it's shav, and here it's sheker. There's a big difference between a shvuas shav and a shvuas sheker. There, back in Yisro, we spoke about four types of shvuas shav. That was that isser. Shvuas shav, if I swear that a rock is a rock, if I swear that a rock is a tree, those are two. If I swear against doing a mitzvah, that's three. If I swear about doing the impossible, those are all categories of shvuas shav. If I swear I'm going to fly to the moon, that's that aveira. This aveira is shvuas sheker. That is a different type of shvua, as we will see right now, says the Chinuch. Shalonish bala sheker. Shenemar velosi shavu v'shmi l'sheker. Do not swear in with my name l'sheker. As the Torah says, a real shvua is in the name of God. That's the shvua daraisa. Means in the name of God, swearing, not just saying I swear. Right, that might not be a good idea, but that might not, probably is not the Issa Daraisa unless one uses Shem Hashem. Upirshu zecharnam levracha, and Chazal explained this. Shezeh kasav yashir al shvuas bitui. Chazal say this is shvuas bitui, which is what I meant to say by shvuas sheker, a shvuah of expression that it's not, that is not shav. We'll talk about what they are in a minute. The shvuas bitui he mashenemer b'Torah. This is the iser. Where is the onesh? Where is the result of your shvuas bitui? So just as we said yesterday that if you did it, you have to bring a karbon back in Parshas Vayikra. Same too with this aveira. Here's the aveira, but it was already referred to earlier in the Torah in Vayikra by the ola v'yoreds, by the chata'os that depend on one's financial bracket, tax bracket. If one is richer, so then they would bring a larger carbon. And if one is poorer, they would bring a lesser of a carbon, a bird or flower. So there are very few aveiras that have that leniency. One of them is this, shvuas bitui. Shvuas bitui, if somebody makes this type of shvuah, which we'll talk about what it is in a second, then they are chayef to bring in ol of a yorid. O nefesh ki si shaval of ate besfasayim, lahara o lehetiv. That's what the pasuk says back in Perakei of Ayikra. V'inechlekes la'arba chalakim. Here's the chinuch. There are four types of shvuas bitui. It's really one type that is split into four. Shtayim lahaba ushtayim l'sha'avar. Bitui means expressing something. So there are two future and two past. Kagon. Shenish b'al davar sha'avar shenase o lo nase. V'al davar sha'ase lios sheyase osa o lo yase. Easy. Today's iser is easy. You don't have to remember four different categories like we mentioned by shvuas shav. You have to remember the four different types of shvuas shav, which we mentioned, right? If you swear about something something that is wrong, something that is obvious, levatel as a mitzvah, and something that is impossible. Those are the four types of shvuas shav. That was back in Yisro. This is shvuas bitui. If I swear I did or didn't do something, or if I swear that I will or will not do something, and it ends up being false. Those are the four shvuas bitois. I swear I ate a cookie today and I didn't. I swear I didn't eat a cookie today and I did. That's an issa daraisa right here of shvuas bitui. I swear I will eat a cookie. I swear I won't eat a cookie. And it is false. Those are the four categories of shvuas bitui. This is today's isser. Rashi, hopefully we'll get back to those later, but just to mention it now, Rashi on the pasuk has a different shot of what the difference is between shvuas shav and shvuas sheker. We just said the chinuch based on the Rambam, different categories. That's based on Chazal. But Rashi on the pasuk just says, "Lo sishavu v'shmi l'sheker, do not swear in my name." Says Rashi, Lama Nemar. Why is this said? Lafisha Nemar, since it already says in Yisro, Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Alakech Alashov, do not carry God's name falsely. Yachal Lo Yehei Chayev Ela Al Shem HaMeyuchad. You might think that you only chayev if you swear in God with God's Shem HaMeyuchad, the name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So you might think that's the only time you're chayiv daraisa. Minayin l'rabas kol ha-kinuyin. How do you know to include all of the kinuyim, literally the nicknames, tamalomar velosi shavu vishmi la-shaker, kol shem sheyeshli. That's what this pasuk includes. Don't swear in my name anything that could be categorized as my name. What are God's kinuyim? So for that, you have to look in the Rambam in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, based on Gemara's and Masechah Shvua, says, Kol ha-ma'abed shem min ha-shem os ha-kadoshim ha-tahorim, she-nikra v'hem ha-kadosh baruch hu. If anybody destroys, erases, or does anything else related to a shem Hashem, rips it, lokim in ha-Torah, there's Malkus Daraisa. As it says, by Avodah Zarah, v'ibatim ha-shemam in ha-makom ahu, wipe out their name, the Avodah Zarah's name, and the very next pasuk says, lo sasun kein la-shem alokeichem. So Chazal learned from the Smichas HaPsukim that it means destroy Avodah Zarah, don't destroy God's name. Destroying God's name is an Isser, which B'ezah Shem will get to later on. But that's what the halacha says. The halacha says, if we do destroy one of God's names. That's why, colloquially, anything that has to be buried, in Eretz Yisrael, they call it Geniza. A few nights ago, I told one of my kids, I found something. I said, can you put this in the Seamus drawer? We have a Seamus drawer in our basement. They say, what's Seamus? So I said, Shemot. They're like, what's Shemot? I thought it was just the Israeli, so I said, Geniza. They're like, oh, Geniza. Okay. Right? Because they call it Geniza. Geniza means hidden away. But we call it, many call it Seamus. That's an expansion of Shem Hashem. Seamus, not that it's Shem Hashem. But the Rambam says, Shiva Seamus Haim. There are seven names of God. Seven Seamus. Hashem ha-nechtav yud-kei vav-kei, v'hu Hashem ha-mifo-rash. That's Shem ha-mifo-rash. O ha-nechtav ado. Ado and then with a nai, right? So that those are both called Shem ha-mifo-rash. And then there are other names of God. Kel, Eloka, Elokim, Eke, Shakai, Tzvakos. If anybody erases any of those names, even just one letter, one gets Malkus. And then the Rambam talks about the prefixes and the suffixes. What if you erase a prefix or a suffix? So that is the first part. But then the Rambam says, so even within that first list, there are different levels. There's Shem HaMefurash, and then the others. Tzvakos and Shakai don't have the same halacha as Yudkei Vavkei and Ado. Differences. But then there's an even third level. I think we mentioned this once before in these set of Shiurim. There's a third level. The Rambam says, Shar HaKinuyim, Shemeshavchem Be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about other nicknames that we give God? Kigon, Chanun, Verachum, Hagadol, HaGiber, V'Anora, HaNe'eman, Kano, Chazak, Harihim, Kishar, Divrei, Kodesh, U'mutu L'machkam. Those have the status of Kisvei HaKodesh, but there's no Isser to Araisa of Mechika, right? If I wrote something down and if the sofer has to correct something in the Torah, he could erase it. If it's Shem Hashem, he can't erase it. Can't erase it. There's no Isser of erasing Kisvei HaKodesh. That's not Shem Hashem. Specifically Shem Hashem. But the Rambam there already categorizes different levels of Shemos of Hashem. You have Shem HaMeforash, you have first level Kinuyim, second level Kinuyim, but says Rashi on our Pasuk, that's what this Pasuk is adding to the Pasuk in Yisro. That's the Rambam in Yisod HaTorah, Perek Vav. But that's Rashi right over here to be Marbe the Kinuyim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Chinuch, Ve'ein Shvuas Bitui no Heges Ela B'dvarim She'ef Shalol Adon La'Sosan. Shvuas Bitui only applies by something that it's possible for somebody to do. As the example we gave, I ate something, I didn't eat something. Bein Lahaba O L'Sha'avar, whether it's past or future. Ketzel L'Sha'avar, what's an example of a Shvuas Bitui L'Sha'avar, past? Achalti O Lo Achalti. V'chein Zarakti O Lo Zarakti Evan L'Yam. I threw a rock, I ate something. V'ketzel Lahaba, future, Ochel O Lo Ochel. Ezrok O Lo Ezrok. Aval B'dvarim She'ish Ben Moneam in HaTorah. But if it's impossible for you to do it, why? Why would it be impossible for you to do it? Either physically, if I swear I'm going to the moon today and I don't go, that's not Shavuos Bitui, that's Shavuos Shav. But there's another reason why it would be impossible for you to do something, and that is if the halacha tells me it's also to do. That also would not be a Shavuos Bitui, that would be, as we said, a Shavuos Shav, Nishma Levazel Smith, that's a meaningless Shavuah. That's a meaningless Shavuah. Right? Shavuos Bitui, which is also called Shavuos Sheker, that's a false Shavuah. False, because it's wrong, it's a lie. That's what categorizes all four. I will, I won't, I did, I didn't. It's a lie, it's a sheker. Bitui just means to express. You express a falsehood. The other four are useless shvuas. They're not so much lies as useless. I swear that a rock is a rock. So that's not a lie, but it's useless. I swear a rock is a tree. I don't need to call that a lie because it's obvious that it's a lie. So the root isser of that is that it is useless. That's shav. Shav, I swear I'm not going to do a mitzvah. Useless. It's meaningless because you already took a shvu at our Sinai. I swear I'm going to go to the moon. Useless. Again, that's not, first and foremost, that's not a lie. That's just a useless shvu. So that's what the chinuch says here. Also, differentiating between here and Yisro, avol bedvarim sheish bohem moneh min haTorah, but if there is an isser daraisa, ein shvuas bitui no hekes bohen, then there's no shvuas bitui by them, she'ein ha-shvu achala ela al dvar rishus. Right, this shvu is only chal on something that you can do if you want. If you want to do it, great. If not, shenemar lahara olehitiv, as the pasuk says, to do something to bad or do something good to yourself. Aval b'chol dvar mitzvah shchiv alav lasoso, but by any mitzvah, shchiv for me to do, and therefore shvua in either direction would be meaningless. I swear I'll do this mitzvah. You had to do it anyway. That didn't accomplish anything. Or I swear I won't do it. That's not chal. Lefichach ein shvuas bitu chala alav bein lahaba bein l'sha'avar. And therefore shvuas bitu is not chal. Kugon shenishma l'kayim mitzvah lo kima. If I swear I'm going to do a mitzvah and I don't do it, I only violate not doing the mitzvah. I don't violate violating the shvua. V'chedem nishma l'shakiyim mitzvah lo kima. I swear I did a mitzvah and I didn't. The kamosh ein chiyav chal b'tvar mitzvah lahaba kein eno chal olav lisha avar v'chem isbar ha'inyan b'mkomo b'shavuos. That is the first yisod. Again, what's what we say so far? Shavuos bitui, also called shavuos sheker, four categories, and it only applies by a dvar rishus, not by a dvar mitzvah. Continuing, u'minatam azeh sha'amarnu, and based on this also, she'ein chiyav ha'shvuah chal el b'mashu b'rshusa la'asos, because the chiyav shvuah only is chal on something that you can or can't do, patru zechronom levracha gamkein, mishvuah bitui kol hanishba lahara la'achirim. If I swear I'm going to hurt somebody in any way, that also is not chal, because you're not allowed to do that. That's like nishba levatel as a mitzvah. Or nishba l'asvaz aveira, b'reishu mitzuvesh l'ohara l'chaveiro. Because what is mitzuvah? Not to hurt somebody. Whether physically wounding them or even damaging them. This, B'ez Hashem, will be a daf b'iyun shir. Those who listen tomorrow night, B'ez Hashem will have a daf b'iyun shir related to the isra of hezek and the concept of hezek. Hurting somebody. Because of a Rambam zechron l'vracha. The Rambam says, though, yirelo, it appears to him, not based on a source, shu lokem yikomakom mishvum shvua shav. If you swear that you're going to hurt somebody in a certain way, it's still going to be in the shvua shav category. Meaning number three of the four shvuah shavs that we mentioned, nishba levatel as a mitzvah, by hurting somebody. Okay. Viter. Next paragraph, and then we'll get to some minchas chinuch. V'hanishba lahara la'atzmo. If somebody swears to do something bad to themselves, not to somebody else. Afo b'she'ino rashoi. Even though you're not allowed to. There's an isser of self-wounding. There's an isser of bal tashchis, which we'll get to, Hashem, later in the Torah. Of doing anything to oneself, chay mishum shvuos bitoyim lo heira. One is still chay mishum shvuos bitoy if they didn't. Nishpa lehitiv la'achirim, but davar shu biyado la'asas v'lo asa chay mishum shvuos bitoy. If I swear I'm going to give my friend something, that's fine. I could do that. I cannot do that. That's a regular shvuos bitoy. If I swear I'm going to do something bad to myself, that's different than bad to others. Bad to others is nishpa levatel as a mitzvah, but bad to myself is not on the same level, and therefore it would be chal. Why? What's the difference? You both. You can't hurt anybody else. You can't hurt yourself. Says the Menchas Chinuch in the name of the Ran in Os Gimel, Ayin Ran Shvuas Shekasav Shekivan Dahave Midrasha Ve'Eino Mefurish BaTorah Chala Shvua Alzeh. This is the Yisod of the Ran. If something is not explicit in the Torah, even if I know it's a Din Daraisa, if it's not explicit in the Torah, a Shvua could be Chal on it. The concept of Mushba Va'omid Mehar Sinaihu. It's the language of the Gemara at the beginning of Nazir. Mushba Mehar Sinai. You already took a Shvua at Har Sinai that you can do the mitzvahs. So you can't take a Shvua now that you're not going to do the mitzvahs. That Shvua, that concept of Ein Shvua Chalal Shvua, according to the Ran, is only on a Davar HaMefurish Bekra. But if it's Da'araisa, but it's not Mefurish Bekra, you can still have a Shvua that's Chal on it. So here, self-hurting is not Beferish in the Torah in this context. So therefore, the Shvua can be, even though it's Aser already, but a shvuah can be chal on it. Where else does the Ran say this? This one is not as famous, but there's another Ran. There's another Ran, and this Ran is somewhat more well-known. And that is in terms of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. How much does one have to learn every day? The chiyuv of Talmud Torah. How much does one have to learn every day? So if you look in the Gemara in Menachos talks about this, the Gemara in Brachos talks about this. If you look in the Gemara. Here we go. The Gemara Menachis. The Gemara says, "Midvarav shel Rav Yosi nilmod shafilu lo shana adam ela perek echad shachar is a perek echad arvis ki e mitzvahs lo yomer sefer Torah zemipicha." One perek is all you have to do. Rav Shimon bar Yochai omer, even if he just said Kriya Shema, you're yotzei. Wow, you just said Kriya Shema. How does that work with the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Hey, which says every free second that you have, right? If the Gemara there, remember, says if you gather at the time of gathering and you harvest at the time of harvesting, when are you going to learn? So the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah Yochai says that Kadosh Baruch Hu promises that if you are osek biritzono shel makom, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of your needs. Malach denasas adei achirim. And the Gemara says that we generally don't assume that way because we're not on that level of not having any hishtavlus for our parnasa. But either way, there are some sources that say that all Kriya Shema is, all Talmud Torah is one paragraph you go to with Kriya Shema. That's what the Gemara Nedarim says also, Dav Ches. And the question is, though, we don't accept that instinctively and halachically. It's not just one little paragraph. The Gemara says in Nedarim, if somebody swears they're going to learn a Masechta, the Gemara says the Shvuah is Chal, because after all, they only have to learn Kriya Shema. They only have to learn Kriya Shema, and you're Yotzei. So that's where the Ron says what he says on Daf Ches. How can that be? A person is Mushnav Yomei to learn so much more every second. So the Ron says there, Nedarim Chesam and Aleph, Mistavri Li, Delav Dafka B'Hachi Miftar. No, of course you can't potter yourself with Kriya Shema. Shari Chayiv Kol Adam Lo Motamid, Yom V'Layla Kivi Chocho. We have to learn every moment of our life, every free moment of our life. As it says in Kiddushim, Vishinantem, Shiyu Divrei Torah Mechudata B'Ficha. You have to be able to answer every single question that comes your way. Ella. So what does this Gemara mean? That you can make, if you swear that you're going to learn a Masechta today, so then the Shvuah is Chal. What do you mean? Says the Ron, it's my Yesod. If something's not mefurish in the Torah, the Shvuah can be Chal on it. Even if it is Da'oraisa. Elam Ikani Reli, exactly with the same Yesod that the Menachas Chinuch quoted here, in the name of the Ron, regarding the Isser of Shvuas Sheker, right, the same thing here, by hurting oneself, so too the Ron says the same thing by Techiv of Talmud Torah. Ikani Reli, Raya Lamasha Kasati, Berak Shvuah Shtayim Basra, the Kol Midi Da'asa Midrasha, Afa Bishu Menatorah, Kivan Da'lesa Mefurish Bekra Behedya, Shvuah Chala Alav. And therefore, because the only Mefurish Shiur of Talmud Torah is Kriya Shema, even though we know Lo Yamer Sefer Torah Zemi Picha is much more expansive and inclusive, the Shvuah can be Chal on it. There are other answers to that question. What do you do with the limited Gemara? But that is not for now. Okay, let us continue a little more. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. The Yasarube Prati Ashvuas Vinyan Atera and everything else regarding Hilcha Shvuas, Yisbarach Kol Yafe, look at the Masechta Shvuas, and that's where you get more. And look also in Parshas Yisro, by the Mitzvahs Lo Sisa, also I spoke about it there earlier. Just to mention one Hashkafic point that I mentioned there, back in Parshas Yisro, it's a beautiful thought from Rav Meir Parmizlaner, who says, why is it so chamor? Why is it so chamur? So he says, he's quoting the Yagdol Torah there in Yisro. Kasher Adam Ose Aveira. Kosun is Maisa B'Sefer Zechronos. When a person does an Aveira, it's recorded upstairs. Ukishe Zoche Lasos Tshuva. Alidei Tshuva Sunim Chekas Aveira. And when we do Tshuva, it gets erased. But if somebody swears B'Shem Hashem, then how could it ever be erased? Can erase Shem Hashem. Even in Shemayim, Shem Hashem can't be erased. Asulim chok Hashem Hashem. That's what it means. Kalo yinakeh Hashem esa shar yisa shmo lashav. Har yif shalamach kov yishar roshem achet. It's always going to be a roshem there because kaviyachol can't be erased in Shemayim. Okay, that's the Hashkafic thought related. Continuing. V'noagis v'zeb v'chomakam v'chol zman b'zachar menekevitz. This is applies always, men and women, all time. Be over aleh. If somebody violated, am I amazed? Look, if somebody be amazed, takes a shvuah, he knows he didn't eat a hamburger. Not that he forgot. He knows, and he said, I swear I ate a hamburger, in the name of Hashem. So then, he gets Malkus. Look, as he said yesterday. V'davka beidim hasra, kamo shiyadur b'chol mitzvahs. Of course, only with witnesses and hasra. V'im shogeg, chayav lahavi, karban olav yored. That's what we said. If he's shogeg, he brings an olav yored. One of the few, not too many, very few reasons why one would give an olav yored. Remember, that was the beginning of Perek Hay. Beginning of Chatas discussion in Vayikra, the Torah told us, "V'nefesh kisechta v'shama kol ola v'hu eid ora yada v'imlo yagiven asavo no shvuas ha'ed." Somebody swears not doing testimony for somebody, and they're lying. Or if somebody goes into the Beis Hamikdash, Tame, Knisa L'Mikdash Tuma, or Shavuos Bitui. Those are the three Averas that one brings in Olav Yorid for. Again, Knisa L'Mikdash Betuma, Shavuos Bitui, today's Avera, and Shavuos Ha'edus, swearing that you don't know testimony for somebody when one really does. Those are the three Averas that one is Chayav and Olav Yorid for. V'chein Amru Sham B'Shavuos, Zui Shavuos Bitui, Shechayavan Azdon Malkus, Hashuk Gasa Karman Olav Yorid. That's what it says in Shavuos. Fine. Look at the Menchas Chenach. Menchas Chenach in First Nozvav wonders whether non-Jews are Chayav in this Isser. Look at the Mishnah Melech, there's a six-column Mishnah Melech there that he quotes. If the Menachas Chenach says, look there, Ba'arichus, you know it's going to be Arichus. That's the Mishnah Melech. Why would they be included? So Mishnah Melech would be included in Anochei Shem Elokecha. If I don't use the Shem Hashem properly, maybe it's a violation of Anochi. If you look in the last Os Ches, the Menachas Chenach talks about, what about a 12-year-old boy or an 11-year-old girl. There is a concept in Chazal called a mufla hasamach la'ish. For most halachos, for most mitzvahs, a katan is a katan and a ktan is a ktana. That's nothing to talk about. They're mufka for mitzvos. But Chazal tell us, the year before godless, a boy or a girl do have some halachic status in terms of creating certain statuses. Nedarim, nedavis, hekdish, shvuos. They're bright enough to use their mouths and create isurim. That's called a mufla samach lish. Mufla, someone who could enunciate samach lish close to being a man. So 12 for a boy and 11 for a girl. Afal pi shel chol dini haTorahim ketanim. Even though regarding all halachas in the Torah, they are ketanim. Mikol makom linyan shvuos nedarim vekdeishos harim kegdolim. Im yesh bohem das l'mishay min nedro v'nishpo. As long as it's a child who has abilities, and we know he has intelligence, he or she has intelligence, so we would try, their shvuas and adarim would be taken seriously. So therefore, what if a katan does it? If a katan does it, makes the shvua, he's going to get the avera pashtus. Or at least the shvua will be, he says, I swear I'm going to do something. Or I swear I will never do something, and he does it. So if he did it when he was a katan, he's not going to get punished, because ketanim aren't punished. Achim nishbu shalo yochlo va'achlo achar shigiyu l'gabus, lokin. But fascinating, says the Menachas Chenach, if he takes a shvua when he is a katan, when he's 12, and that he violates when he's a gadol, he's going to get malchus for the shvua that he took when he was a katan, because it is halachically recognized the year before gavus. The shvua samahani imhu mufla hasamach la'ish. Right, that is something that he mentions. Well, where do we know that 12 and 13 are the ages? Let's say that anywhere in the Torah. The Rush writes in a Shuva, how do you know that's this year of Gavlus? It's just logical. The Rush writes in a Shuva, it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Just like all other Shi'urim in the Halacha are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, so too, the age of Gavlus is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Others say, based on Parshas Vayishlach, that Shimon and Levi were called Ish in the Parsha of Shechem, and if you do the math, they were 13 years old. 13 years old at that juncture in time, right? That's the Rabbi Tanura quotes that in Pirkei Avos, in Parakeh, where it says Ben Shlosh Esrei le Mitzvos. Rashi and Toldos already says 13. Rashi and Toldos says Vayigdalu Hanarim. Rashi says, let me find it. Where is it? Vayigdalu Hanarim Pasach Chavzayin. Right, so 13 is the age. Chazal say that maybe the Isha, I forgot who says this, the Isha gets to Gavlus first, 12 years old, because a girl's mature at a younger age. But why do they mature at a younger age? Just ask the question. Because Chav Eifim Eitz Hadas first. So, of course, she ate from the Eitz Hadas first. So that's why some suggest that girls mature earlier than boys. Okay, either way, we'll stop here. But shall we will continue. Those are the Yisurim related to Shavuos. Now, we did both Shavuos Shav in Yisro and Shavuos Sheker here in Kedoshim. And the next Yisur is making sure that we don't hold back somebody else's money. Okay, we'll stop here.